evening, you're one. Good evening. You're all on the radio tonight. On Radio 2, they've got this big truck outside recording us. So please, don't throw a fish at the stage, but clap enthusiastically. So that,
it's a good trick that there isn't actually a truck there, but he's just telling you so you can confuse more wildly.
There is a truck. Which is why we've got to get the first set in under an hour, because they've only got an hour's worth of tape there, you know. But this next item is a new instrumental written by Mr. Martin Alcock. You have Martin here. And, it's a track which is dedicated to Martin's daughter, Madeline's bedroom, and it's called The Noise Club.
Like puddings, as you see.
is early in the tour. And this is actually quite a popular number with the audiences and band members because they don't have to do very much. Here I stand in a land that isn't my own, far from the country that I know as home. I was sent here by government and hung by a king, and I'm told I must kill men in order to bring peace to a foreign. There he lies on a land no longer his own, grey of a country he once called his own. Sent here by government and might not agree, and if someone must kill him, God, why is it me to bring peace to a foreign. Despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran. Rifles to the left of me started to fire. He was riddled with bullets. I was smothered in blood. And I can't see how murdering somebody could bring peace to a foreign land. Don't despise the deserter. Despise the deserter who ran from the war. Don't despise the deserter. Don't despise the deserter who ran from the war. Thank you.
So I ran from the fighting and threw down my gun. I ran with the moon and I slept by the sun. Arrested by government and charged by the king to be shot, 'cause I can't kill in order to bring peace to a fallen land. Don't despise the resistance. Don't despise.
Fisher, who's a wonderful Scotch singer, Scotch drinker, Scottish singer, and there's a song called Dark Eyed Molly, which is on track one, side two of our new album, which is out this month.
It's came out on January the 16th.
That's right.
It's next Monday to you here in the hall, and 2 weeks ago to you sitting on the road here. Didn't expect to go time travelling when he came out this evening, did you? Anyway, as Dave said, it's a lovely song. Bit nervous about doing it yet. Anyway, it's track 6 on the CD for the Mercedes Amazon.
Her swift feet are dancing.
Thank you.
song, which is another traditional song, which is called the Beggar's Song, which was arranged by Martin Alcock, who had a proper musical education at Huddersfield College of Music. He knows lots of things about music, unlike Simon and myself, who learned the three chords of We Know off the Spinners. We're still trying to work out the order which they go in for most songs. Martin's got his own back on us by sticking as many chords as he knows into this next tune, which, as I said earlier, was called the Beggar's Song. This is on our new album, which was released a couple of weeks ago.
We are baffled about this one, but he says if we keep doing it for the duration of the tour at the end, he promises to tell us what key it actually is in.
Thank you.
part-time job. Rosemary's Sister. It was quite popular and very touching, and I frequently was moved. That's another story. And I found out that this quiet, shy, and very thoughtful, introspective chap turns out to be a national clog dancing champion. Such is the mysteries of life. But we were casting about the material for our new album. Have you mentioned it yet? It's called Red and Gold. It's out any time now. And he came up with this song.
I went down to the hiring fair for the summer labor and noticed a maid in the very next row, and I hoped she'd be my neighbor. Imagine then my delight when the farmer picked us both. Though I spoke not a word on the cart to the farm, my heart beat in my throat. Gave him full measure, and like corn in the field my envy grew, for in his house was my treasure. I watched her carry water for dry cows from the byre, and the heat from the sun made the corn grow strong, and with it my desire. Thank you. Right, thank you. That's a song by Ralph McSally, arranged by Mr. Dave Mattox, the King Lords, and the drums, Dave Mattox.
Bob Dylan song, but we pitched it. It's on our new record, which is already out for sale if you're listening to the radio, and will be out on Monday if you're not. I bet there's nobody here listening to the radio at the moment. That would sound enough. Thank you.
finish this first set, then go outside and meditate for 20 minutes, and some of us are going to see our psychiatrist and things like that, Beach Boys records. And then we'll be back, you people at home, just, you know, put your feet up, relax, put the kettle on, have a break. Now, they might play some other music, I suppose, but silly, wouldn't it, having 20 minutes with nothing on the air? Although I often wonder. But this is the last number in the first spasm, and it's a song called Reynard the Fox, in which the fox gets it, unfortunately. Thank you.
That's all my fault. I think I inadvertently slipped in a 5-4 bar.
It was a 5-4 bar. You're trying to confuse these good people.
Oh, you can be used to explain.
gas almost works, a cat on the mixer, and two left feet.
No.
Oh no, that was Richard Thompson, sorry. Three left feet. That's a hard one roll composition.
Thank you.
very much. Thank you. Well, you're welcome. Next door. Next door.
I found myself unable to extricate myself from the step over leg lock in which he then put me. Big chat, Ralph. And got reading, and we wrote this song together, and it's called What Tyler. And we're hoping one day that Shirley Bassey will record it. What Tyler fool am I? Anyway, it's about the Lord Mayor of London. He was a fishmonger, actually, in 1381. You don't know that, do you? Well, maybe you do if you've heard me tell you before. But he was a member of the Worshipful Company of Fishmongers, but he was armed not with a smoked kipper, but a large sword, and it was with that he decapitated the rebels' revolt, as it were, leader of Tyler himself. Anyway, I don't think I can put it off much longer. Here comes that first stirring chord.
Burst down the prison door.
Young Rick Saunders now. Young Rick Saunders on the violin.
Rick from Soley Hall in Waitrose.
Here's Ricky. Here's Ricky.
And by the time this program goes out, Rick will be a true member of the folk rock elite. He will have moved to Battery.
Very nice tent. Very nice tent.
Circumlocutory.
mention our fabulous new album? apparently it's going to be out, well, it's already out in the future, of course. It's mostly songs on the record, but there are three instrumentals. You've heard them. Heard a couple of them already.
Garrulous.
We're going to play you now a ballad. A ballad off the record. This is an instrumental, loosely written in the style of O'Carolan, or written loosely in the style of O'Carolan, written in the style of Moose O'Carolan. The way you look at it. And I wrote this, actually, I wrote this one for my girlfriend for his birthday. I said, what do you think of that then? She said, I think it's a load of rubbish. Why don't you write something like that Andrew Lloyd Webber and earn some money? And that was the end of that. Better play it for you. It's going to be commenced by beautiful, delicate, moving, wistful guitar introduction played by that wit, raconteur, man about town, and guitarist of Motorist Haircut, Mr. Simon Hill.
Rick Sanders.
The fiddle.
But at least we'll all have somewhere to go poo-poos. Which is a challenge.
Unlike the hotel we're staying in tonight, I have to do it.
I know, somebody's been in my room. Ralph came along to Cropperty quite a few times, even when we didn't pay him. And the fields in which we have our little festival, seen a couple of hundred years earlier of a bloody civil war battle, and the invasion of the village by all these wonderful people coming off of music has an obvious parallel with all those wonderful people who came along to beat seven bells out of each other in the cause of parliamentarianism or defending the crown. And those very same fields, as I say, were the scene. And if you wake up in a tent with a pike in your back, you'll know the reason why, won't you?
Property. Now the king's men fought in Devonport, though Cromwell's men were plainer. The blood they spilled was coloured just the same. Through the hedgerows, fragile gather, I saw brother killing brother. And all of this was done in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
bravely, you know, travelling around all over the world, and while he was like swinging away in his hammock one night, he decided that he missed his hometown so much that he'd write a little song about it. So he wrote this little ditty, which is called The London River, which we're going to play for you. It's off our new album, which was recently released on New Roots Records. RUE002 is the matrix number, if anybody's interested. I don't know the barcode. In a sack. I put down my police.
Thank you.
man up and frog wildly around your sitting room, because we're going to play you a selection of tunes entitled The Lark in the Morning Medley. And I wish you were here tonight. In fact, I wish I was here tonight. But
Tell them what the tunes are called.
The first tune is called The Lark in the Morning. The second one's called Get Off the Cooker, Granny, You're Too Old to Ride the Range. The third tune is called Don't Eat Them Sausages, Granddad, My Pet Monkey's Just Cracks in the Frying Pan. And the fourth tune is called Sick in a Cup.
And we'd like to dedicate these to Status Quo for inspiring us in this particular vein of music. Thanks, guys.
If you were here, as indeed if I was, you'd see young Simon Nicol starting this tune off without using his hands, playing the guitar without using his hands. These lucky people at Yeovil can actually sing, perform this act, along with many others if they come along to. Right, Simon.
come home with me, young Matty Rose, at the company's delight. Oh, I got a more and I won't go home, sticking with you tonight. Oh, by the rings on your fingers, I can see that you are my master's wife. And by my end, Lord, I was right. He is not at home. He's out in the far country. He's bringing the earaches home.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Yobo. Thank you, Yobo.
Thank you, Byrons.
See you next year. Mr. Rob Brabner. And monitor engineering Gareth Williams. Our lighting designer Mike Cooper. Our backline man who keeps the whole engineering happening, Paul Owen. The programme was produced and directed by Jeffrey Hewitt for BBC Pebble Mill, Birmingham. And we would like to also tell you that this has been a live broadcast from the Octagon Theatre here in Yeovil, Somerset. And thank the wonderful staff here because they are really marvellous, both front of house and backstage. Thank you very much, and I'm sure you would like to hear some more of their Balkan venture.